Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Through the passage of time, the message was one: believe in Allah and His prophets and angels and the last day. Adam, Noah, Ibrahim, Suleiman, Yusuf, Musa, Dawood, Isa, Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Islam is our guide, the light of my life, all the way to Jannah, with the help of the prophets as our guide. Adam, Noah, Ibrahim, Suleiman, Yusuf, Musa, Dawood, Isa, Rasulullah.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn about helping those that are in need. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "So give what is due in kindness, the needy and the wayfarer. That's best for those who seek Allah's countenance, and it is they who will be successful." You see, my butterflies, Allah made some people rich, and Allah made some people poor. Allah tests the rich people to see how they treat the poor people and those that are needy. Allah tests the poor people to see how they react to Allah's bounties, the little they have, and how they make do with what they have and thank Allah for it, and how they pray to Allah in times of need. Allah encourages the rich to give from their money to the poor to help the poor. Allah encourages the poor to try as much as they can to help those that are even poorer than them. Allah is pleased when the poor are helped by the rich. Helping the needy people by all means is the most virtuous act. Sometimes it's not just giving money, but it's helping where they really need help. If it's a person who can't handle doing what they need to do, and if you help them, Allah will be happy with you. Is there someone who has a burden? Can you make it easier? Allah will be happy with you. Is there an old lady who can't do her shopping and you help her? Allah will be happy with you. Is there a little child who can't manage to do their homework on their own, and if you help them, Allah will be happy with you? Do everything you can to make Allah happy by helping those in need. A true Muslim feels for the poor and for those in need. While the poor and needy in society need our help, we should happily help them. We should help them with a smile on our faces. If we help those that need help, and if we help those who want help, then Allah will help us in times of need. What happens if Allah turns the table around and one day makes us needy? Won't we want someone to help us? Of course we will. But the only way someone can help us is if we help those who need help too. The best thing to do is do everything you can to do good deeds, help those that are needy, help those that need help, help those who need money, help those who can't manage to do what they have to do. But do all of these good deeds just to make Allah happy. no matter how small a deed is. If it's a good deed, Allah will reward you if you do it just to make Allah happy. If you do it for everyone else, or if you do it for show, then no matter how small the deed is, or no matter how big your good deed is, it will never be rewarded by Allah. So let's make intention and say, O Allah, all the small things we do and all the big things we do, all those that we try and help and all the good deeds we do, Allah, we do it for you. So, O Allah, you reward us for it and help those who need help and help us to help them. My butterflies, let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll listen to a story.
Jesus, life and death. Allah is the one and only. La ilaha illallah. With Him there are no equals. He alone is one. Muhammad is His messenger. La ilaha illallah. Allah da'im hayy.
A very special little witch. She was special because she was good-hearted, but she had no idea how to put it into practice. From the time she was very young, she had been told off many times by the witches. They told her that she had to be wicked, like all the rest of them. The little witch suffered greatly. She didn't want to be wicked. All her spells were a disaster, and she couldn't find anyone to teach her how to put her goodness into action. So the little witch was sad most of the time. One day she heard that the old witches were planning to cast a spell on a big mountain and turn it into a volcano which would destroy a small town. The good little witch thought about how she could prevent this, but she really didn't know how to. When she went to speak to the townsfolk to warn them, they threw her out and pelted her with stones, shouting, "Get away from here, witch!" The little witch ran off and sat crying at the side of the road. Soon a few children came by and, seeing her crying, tried to console her. She told them that she was a good witch, but she didn't know how to put her goodness into practice, and that everyone treated her badly. The children told her that being good was very easy. All you had to do was help others and do good deeds for them.
"And what can I do for you guys?" asked the witch.
"You could give us some sweets," they told her happily. The witch was very embarrassed. She had no sweets on her, and she knew no spell for making them. But the children didn't mind, and off they went to play. Feeling somewhat encouraged by this, the little witch set off for her cave, ready to help everyone. However, on her way, she came across the old witches casting their spell on the mountain. The mountain had already turned into a volcano and was beginning to spit fire. The little witch wanted to prevent this happening, but she didn't know how. Then a whole load of magic words came into her head. She said them, and before she knew it, the fire on the mountain had turned into a stream of sweets. The mountain launched thousands of sweets into the air, and they fell onto the town below. And that's how the little witch learned how to do good, by sincerely wanting to help others. The children realized that all this had been thanks to her, and they let everyone know. From that day onwards, no one in the town thought of her or treated her like a wicked witch. She made friends with everyone there, and did what she could to help them. And in memory of her spell, since then they always called her the Sweet Witch. The end.
الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 الله
Allah. الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 الله.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.